This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Ramadan Reminders, episode 3, brothers and sisters in Islam. Last night, we spoke about a goodly word, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. He describes the people of paradise as those who are guided to a goodly word, لا إله إلا الله. So make sure you do not belittle any instruction and any action point from yesterday's episode, because sometimes we feel the tongue is very small as a creation from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so its effects are small. No, this is a small creation, but it is complex. It has the ability to send us to Jannah, and it has the ability to send us to the hellfire. May Allah make us from the people of Al-Firdaus, ameen, and save us from ever going near the hellfire, ameen. In today's episode, brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to share with you a reflection from two ayat that are similar in the Quran, one in Surah Al-Baqarah and one in Surah Al-Nisa. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in ayah number 216, Allah says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah tells us this ayah after speaking about jihad and speaking about striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, perhaps after you receive this instruction, you have this feeling of dislike something. Allah says, but there's great goodness in it for you, right? And then Allah says, and sometimes you like something, but there's evil in it for you. And then Allah says, Wallahu ya'lam, Allah always knows, wa antum la ta'lamun, and you always don't know when looking at your knowledge versus the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge will always come out on top. Allah always knows, and you always don't know. So here we see, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands towards something that does have, it can be considered stressful to the physical self, it can be considered something difficult on the physical self. Allah says, yes, sometimes there's a difficulty that you are wary about, that you don't like, but there's goodness in it for you. Right, so this ayah is related to physical difficulty, whether it's to do with our wealth, whether it's to do with ourself. Then in Surah An-Nisa, in ayah number 19 in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنْ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Subhanallah. In this particular ayah, Allah is talking about emotional difficulty. Right? Emotional difficulty. It's not as physical as the other difficulty that we discussed in the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. And this ayah is addressing the spouses, husbands who may have wives that they dislike. Allah says, sometimes you're patient in maintaining the marital relation, and Allah says, we will give you great goodness from the patience that you have shared. And the same applies to the wives as well, that sometimes they dislike their husbands, but they're patient in maintaining that marriage, and great goodness comes from it. Maybe it's a righteous child that will be a means of both the parents entering the highest Jannah, because we know on the day of Qiyamah, when everyone gets into Jannah, then if the son is at a higher, or daughter is at a higher Jannah, and the parents are at a lower Jannah, Allah will raise the parents to the height and rank of the children. Subhanallah. Alright, this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep the families together, because Jannah will only be Jannah when we're together with our beloved ones. Right? So Allah is saying, even in emotional distress, right, in non-physical stress, Allah says, being patient through it sometimes will yield situations, subhanallah, beyond your imagination. There's great goodness that will come from it. Now, this ayah and these two ayat, they are absolutely amazing, as are all the ayat in the Quran. And in fact, when we look into the second ayah, the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, we see it offering an explanation of something mentioned in the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Because in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah says, you may dislike something, but it's good for you. But in the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. It's very good for you. Subhanallah. So, the mention in Surah An-Nisa is qualifying the mention in Surah Al-Baqarah, such that we can translate the ayah again and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sometimes you dislike something and it is very good for you, that from that situation there's a very good thing for you. And brothers and sisters in Islam, you can think of matters in your life that subhanAllah you thought as evil and much goodness came from it. And in the Quran we have many examples. We have the example of Yusuf alayhi salam being thrown into the well by his brothers, but that was very good for himself and the ummah. For later on, 50 plus years later, he became the minister in Egypt and was the only one qualified to run the country during 7 years of rainfall, that at the end they had enough food not only to feed Egypt for 7 years during the years of drought, but to feed Palestine as well. Had he not been in the well 50 years before, as a rough figure, millions would have died. Right? We have the story of Musa alayhi salam. The mother was resistant. Obviously, any mother would feel what a mother feels when she has to take her child and put her child in a basket and let this basket flow, float and flow down the river, not knowing what's going to happen. But subhanallah, look at the goodness in that it was that act that led to great good, in that Musa came and established justice on earth and the mighty tyrant was defeated with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and there's many lessons like this throughout the Quran. These are just some that I'm sharing with you. There's also, a quick thought that comes to mind, the story of Khidr and Musa alayhi salam, when Khidr killed the boy and Musa questioned his actions, and Khidr explained his actions, that he was under instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this boy was going to grow up to be the distress of his parents. And his parents were righteous. So Allah was going to take this child at an age where he wouldn't be accountable, so that the parents can be with the child in paradise, and then replace this child with another child that will grow up to be righteous and also be the coolness of the parents' eyes. Subhanallah. So things are not always as they seem, brothers and sisters in Islam. You must always remember, in life we only have the pixel. We don't have the picture. And we can never ever understand the picture just from a pixel. But as life moves on, more pixels are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and things become more clearer. Things become more manifest. And we start realizing that subhanallah, earlier on we were not in difficulty, in fact we were in goodness, and had we known then what we know now, we would have chosen for ourselves that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. And this is what the pious used to say, that whatever you're going through, know and understand that whatever Allah does, He does good. That if Allah opened the qadr for you and showed you all the options and told you to pick from the options, you would pick for yourself what Allah has picked for you, because that is the best option. And with this, understand that don't belittle your dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't. Some people say, Sheikh, I'm making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the opposite is happening. Right? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering your dua. Don't think Allah is not answering your dua. He's giving you that which is better. Because had you known, you would have changed your dua in the first place. So Allah has taken your dua. Your dua has reached Allah. He has accepted your dua and He's answered it in a way that you would have asked for initially had you known the outcomes. Had you had the picture rather than the pixel. I leave you with these words to ponder over. Obviously, action points are part and parcel of our Ramadan reminders, and you got to sit down and analyze your dua, analyze your life, the difficulties that you went through, and figure out the goodness that came out from those difficulties. And also think about the times in the recent past that you've been battling to deal with certain circumstances and situations, and it's been bringing into your life much stress. Maybe it's a football team that you're supporting that subhanAllah is not getting the results. Maybe it's a promotion that you're looking for that is not just happening. Maybe it's to do with exams that you're trying to get better grades in and it's not happening, but you're making every effort and you're making dua and the situation is not converting into one that pleases you. Don't be stressed about it. Don't be sad about it. The end is with Allah. Effort is in your hands. You carry on knowing عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that perhaps you dislike something and it is very good for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ, and perhaps you love something but it is really, really bad for you. And remind yourself at the end of your contemplations, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ
وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that Allah always knows best and we don't know. Jazakumullahu khairan, brothers and sisters in Islam. Until tomorrow night, may Allah give us life and preserve us in His obedience. Ameen. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.